A proposed mixed-use development in Fergus is drawing continued debate as it moves through the planning process at Centre Wellington Council. The application from Dunpar Homes would see 192 three-story cluster townhomes and 11 commercial units built at 650 Victoria Terrace. The 4.8-hectare site, located at the northeast corner of Fulfar Street East and Victoria Terrace, is currently designated industrial and home to a plastics manufacturing operation that would be demolished. To move forward, the project requires amendments to both the township and county official plans, as well as a zoning bylaw change to permit residential mixed-use development at a higher density than currently allowed. One of the key issues raised at Wednesday night's meeting involved compatibility with nearby industry. Jonathan Velasco, a manager at Nexus Canada across the street, questioned the accuracy of the developer's noise study. He told council the measurements were taken when the plant was operating below typical production levels.
And there's an incomplete noise study by Thornton Tomasetti. They went there, they talked to me, and they probably went across the street and did some rough measurements. I also went across the street when our cooling towers and our fans are in full swing, and I'm measuring 60 decibels across Gasovsky Street. They're showing probably 50 decibels and lower. So we will probably request for a better and more accurate noise study.
Velasco says when the plant runs at full capacity, his own readings show noise levels at least 10 decibels higher than what was captured in the consultant's report, raising concerns about potential complaints from future residents and long-term impacts on existing industrial operations. Employment was another concern raised at the meeting. Local resident Bernice Robinette told council the property is already contributing to the community's economy, noting the existing business employs about 35 people.
The addition of the townhouses would result in loss of jobs. The factory that is currently there employs some people from Fergus, Guelph, Cambridge, also from Mississauga and further out. They're well-paying manufacturing jobs. There's about 35 people running with three shifts. So it's not useless space. It is being used. So the convenient argument returns that it's underutilized. So it's a flippant claim if you're not one of the workers who has a job. Jobs are so important right now, especially in this time.
Robinette also expressed concern that the proposal could erode Fergus's small town character and further reduce available employment lands within the urban boundary. Planning staff say they are reviewing a number of technical studies submitted with the application, including traffic, noise, environmental, stormwater, and land use compatibility reports, as well as comments from agencies and the public. No decision was made at Wednesday's meeting. Staff will prepare a detailed report and recommendation for council's consideration at a future date. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for the Grandit 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.